Well, we're happy to report that despite some of the information that's been shared nationally and unfortunately some misinformation, our voting systems here in the state of Utah are extremely secure. We never hook our voting systems up to the internet in any way, which makes it impossible for them to be hacked by any type of foreign entity.
I know that there was a lot of talk over the summer, right around July, when I think the FBI had come out and said that Russians were involved in hacking and threatening to hack into some of these systems. And then I think he testified recently, even as to last week, saying there had been 18 more states that had come forward since that initial declaration back over the summer. Utah has not been one of those states going to the FBI, has it?
That's correct. We are not one of those 18 states, and I think it's important to distinguish between voting systems and voter databases. None of the other states have had their voting systems attacked, and that's critical to the security of elections. There have been attempts to hack voter databases. None of them have been successful, with the possible exception of two states. And that's different. If you attack a voter database, there's very little that they could do. They could remove some names, but every state has the ability for people to vote whose names are not there, and then research before that vote is counted to see if the person should or was registered before. They could theoretically maybe add names to a voter database as well, although there's been no evidence that has ever happened, but they would need an army of volunteers to then go and vote under those names. So it's very, very difficult to compromise an election in this country right now, and we do audits every election. We have backups on backups, and we have a paper trail for every vote that's cast in Utah's elections. We feel very good about our election systems. Now, I will tell you that we are under constant threat of hacking attacks. In fact, the state systems get about 300 million attempted attacks every day, which is just amazing. But we have the best and brightest working to thwart those attacks, and so far we've been fortunate to do that.
What do you think, Lieutenant Governor, can be done to make sure that the American people have a level of confidence in the outcome of this election?
Yeah, well, exactly what you're doing, and I appreciate the opportunity to share this. We've been a little disappointed in the way the federal government has messaged these things. It's interesting to note that the federal government has virtually nothing to do with elections in this country. They're all done at the state and local level, and that's a good thing, because once you have a federal system, one point of entry, then it does become possible for some sort of large-scale attack on elections, and we're not going to let that happen. Again, we do not connect to the internet, which makes it impossible for Russians or anyone else to attack our voting databases, our voting systems, and we do have a paper trail, again, which makes it so if anything goes wrong with the electronic system, we have a backup to make sure that everybody's vote is counted and counted appropriately.